Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio, here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our After the Debate, after the Republican debate show, and we're very happy to be here. My excuse me for laughing, but I got a thought in my head that I really can't say on the air. My lovely girlfriend, Antoinette, will be on with us in a little while. We have the mysterious Colonel. We have the great Gary Gatehouse. Not that everybody isn't great. We have the terrific Billy Van Horn. And we have Kevin Bowles, WATD DJ. And hopefully my other partner, I was going to say my ex-partner, Jimmy J, is going to be, hopefully will be on with us. And the lovely Lisa is at the board helping us with the, she's the CEO of Big Dog Media. And we are happy to have her, and we're glad we started a half hour early tonight. This is Wednesday at midnight. My name is Trey Martin, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to discuss the debate. I tell you what, I thought the both debates, I watched both of them, not the first one all the way through, but I'll tell you what, I thought the first debate was great, what I saw the first debate. I hear a lot of noise in the background. I don't know what it is. Maybe the movers are coming in. Maybe a Geico. We're running a Geico commercial in the background. But listen, everybody who listens tonight, hopefully, if they get Geico insurance, they will get 15% off their audio insurance, their auto insurance. I'm kind of messed up tonight because I've been recording all day, doing some artwork I have to do because we're doing a little art show. A lot of stuff is going on, doing some videos, doing a new video on Trump with a Christmas song, all different kinds of stuff. But I'm happy you're with us, everybody. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be a very interesting conversation because we are going to analyze what we saw tonight and what everybody visualized tonight on the debates and heard the candidates say. I was mostly impressed, truthfully, even though he's a little rhino-esque, I was mostly impressed by Rubio, and I'm always very impressed because I'm an extreme conservative, and so is most extreme conservatives, by Ted Cruz. I mean, he's the most conservative guy on the stand. There's no doubt about it. Kasich drives me crazy for some reason. He goes all over the place. You know, he's good, though. There's something that's unsettling about John Kasich. And I think he's only on that stage, I told Antoinette, the only reason he's on that stage, I think Christie should have been on the stage. And I think Huckabee should have been on the stage. And I'll tell you what, I'm jumping around, and I'm waiting for my other people to get on mic with me, too. But I thought...
Well, you got a couple people. I've been waiting for
oh,
you
yeah?
to stop.
Oh, yeah? Who's there?
Take a
all
breath.
All right, who's there? That's all right.
Billy?
Hey, Billy,
Gary
what's
Gatehouse.
Happening, Billy?
All
yeah,
right,
Gary there, too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Gary, what's happening? Gary and Billy, we got Gary Gatehouse, and we got Billy Van Horn on the line. Let me just finish what I'm saying, guys.
Go ahead.
I know, you know, and I'm glad you're here. I wanted to welcome you here. But what I was saying about John Kasich is he, for some reason, to me, he's unsettled. But the only reason I believe he is on that stand is because I don't think his ratings are that good. I think Christie could have been on that thing on that debate stand tonight, on the big debate, more than him. I'm not a fan of Christie, even though he's my governor, but he was very good in the earlier debate. But the only reason I believe Kasich is on that main stage is because usually, I think 90% of the time or 100% of the time, the guy that wins Ohio is usually the president of the United States. Do I have that right, Gary and Billy?
Yeah, Ohio's a biggie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ohio just seems to be the big place, and I think that's the only reason John Kasich is on that stage. Not that he was bad by any means, but he's for some reason he aggravates me. Does he aggravate anybody else? I don't know.
Yeah, him and Bush, okay, when they were talking about the banks.
Yeah, they were losers.
It was like, what? And both of them were in the banking business. So
they seem like they knew less than anybody else about the banks. I know.
Now, Bush had some shining moments. Kasich had none.
Yeah.
Bush had some shining moments, but then he also showed his stupidity with the
amnesty thing.
Yeah, and the amnesty and the protecting our country, Putin, and all that. That was like, that's one area where I agreed with Rand Paul and Donald Trump. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think Trump missed an opportunity when they were talking about national security, and they were talking about going and protecting other people's borders. Since he's an advocate of protecting our borders, he should have jumped in and said, we protect our borders first before we protect anybody else's. This seems
absolutely
like the government.
That's true, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you were talking about when they were talking about Crimea and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, we're Russian.
Well, he said that at the very beginning about building a wall and protecting the United States. So
mm-hmm.
I think
he could have reiterated it there and really drove it home with that.
He was toned down, but where it really aggravated me was Carly and Kasich kept interrupting and speaking out of turn, and it's like, shut up, you know? Did anybody else notice that Carly was like either a bobblehead or a...
She got a huge shot of testosterone tonight. She had a massive shot.
I'll tell you what.
Before she came on stage.
Tell me, when
like
you look
puppet.
At her, when you look at her, I thought she was much better looking earlier. She looks like she's fading a little bit. She looks like her face is fading a little bit. She looks very pale and very drawn to me. Does anybody else get that impression?
Yeah.
I noticed when there was a side shot of her, she looks really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, well, she is a cancer
like
survivor. You know, God bless her. I'm glad she survived. But she just doesn't look good. But I'll tell you what, she's a very outspoken lady. She's very good at what she says. She's very good at what she says, you know?
Well, you know, if you take the final synopsis on what they all said, if you put it all together and water it up in one big ball and stamp on that ball what the problem is, the bottom line, the problem is our government, period.
Oh, of course. No doubt about it, yeah.
And, you know, you can talk about all kinds of different issues, but the bottom line is the government's, it's got too big, it's ran by a bunch of socialists, and it's just, it's not even Congress anymore, it's a political cartel, as Ted Cruz calls it.
Yeah, he does. Well,
Tony's
so
on the line.
Going.
I just wanted to
cut
in for a second. Yeah.
All right, good. Antoinette, you on there?
I'm here. Hi,
hey,
guys,
Antoinette.
How are you doing?
Hi,
getting
how
after
you
lefty,
doing,
Gary?
Miss,
hey,
how you
getting
doing,
after lefty?
Tony?
I'm doing good. You still getting after lefty, right?
By God, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay. And
you know, we got your cup, Gary. I use your cup all the time. I got a big dog cup from Lisa, you know, and I got your cup. I use your cup and Lisa's cup all the time, you know.
Cool.
Coffee. I switch off. I go back and forth, and then I got another cup. That a friend, you know, I don't drink coffee, actually. I drink this other coffee substitute. But another friend of mine who passed away, older lady that was a sister of my friend, Bobby Blue, who was on the show with me a couple of years ago on Wednesday at midnight, she gave me this cup that I absolutely love, and I use that cup, and then I use your cup, and I use Lisa's cup, you know, but I really appreciate that.
Well, you're starting to sound like the guy from the Duck Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Plastic cup.
Yeah.
Listen, what did you think, Antoinette, about what we saw? We were watching it basically together, too, you know, but what did you think? We didn't discuss it, really, but what did you think?
Well, I thought Rubio did a hell of a job. I think he's a real politician, and I think if he doesn't win this time, sooner or later, that guy's going to be president. I think Jeb needs to give up.
Yeah, Jeb's got to get out. Yep.
He's just feeble anymore. And him and Kasich, what is he doing there? What is Kasich doing there? He looks like a homeless guy, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, that's what
he
I
does.
Said.
He's like, oh my God, and he keeps flailing his arms, and you know, he looks like a crazy homeless guy.
He looks like he got an injection of Pelosi's, the injectable stuff that you go in the face. I mean, his face doesn't look like that, but you know, Pelosi does that with her arms all the time. She does that with her hands.
Him and Carly look like marionettes. They really did. I thought there was a string there I saw for a second. Both of them were like, what the heck? You know?
Trying to figure out. Yeah, but they got, you know, I wonder who their ventriloquist is, though. You know, because you got.
Are you saying if you look behind the pulpit, there's behind their pulpits there that there's a hand stuck up your backside?
Could be, but I'll tell you what, that's what George Soros did to Obama. George Soros is up his backside, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Pulling his strings, you know.
But I watched the first debate in its entirety, and I kind of wrote a little note to myself. I said the four on the bottom tier, all four of them in that bottom debate, they should move up to the main debate, and Bush, Kasich, Farina, and Rand Paul should move down to the second tier.
That's a good thought.
I thought Rand Paul did pretty good tonight.
Oh, I can't stand that guy.
I think he
did pretty good tonight also, but I understand what you're saying. He's, for some reason, sometimes he gets sticky. That's why, Gary, there's something about him. Tonight I think he was a little better than usual, but he turns me off too. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
One or two points. Rand Paul made one or two good points, but the rest of it, I'm telling you, it's Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver.
He
you
looks
know,
like
I
Eddie Haskell. Yeah.
That's what I say. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
he went at it with
Rubio pretty good, though. You know, Rubio was. Did you see the look on Rubio's face when Rand Paul was talking? I forget exactly what he was talking about. But he was like putting down, subtly putting down Rubio. And Rubio's looking at him like really very mad what he was in. And then Rubio started speaking. And I forget exactly what the topic was right now, though.
Well,
they
got into it over that. But I'll tell you why. Rubio put him in his place. And,
he's good at that, Rubio. Yeah,
that's
he's
Billy.
He's
Billy, you get the greatest voice. I swear to God. Good thing you're on the radio. We listen too.
Oh, thank you. My initials are WLVH, so you know I have to have a radio station.
That's right.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah, hey, Lisa.
I think it's the Colonel and Kevin also have joined the conversation.
Okay, they're back there.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Hi, Carol.
Charge! It's the Colonel.
All right, the military is here. We got Gary and the Colonel. Now we don't have to worry about anything happening to us.
You got it. We got you covered.
They will protect us from all terrorism.
Almost
terrorism.
Happy Veterans Day. Almost
happy Veterans Day for
That's
sure.
That's right.
We're going
to say hello to the veterans. We're going to wish the veterans a very happy holiday when it comes up at midnight. But listen, what you guys are our veterans, of course, too. But listen, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin. You sound like you know, say hello to everybody at least. At least be a little cordial. We love Kevin. Kevin's
I'm a little shy at some time.
I know. But get on the thing and say what you believe.
He's from the younger generation. Come on,
he's
Trey.
Great. No, listen, Kevin is great on the air on his show. When he comes on our show, he's like a little very laid back, very. You know, on your show, you're not timid, Kevin. When I go on with you, he interviewed Jimmy Clanton last night. You know. Just a dream.
Jimmy Clanton.
I got Jimmy Clanton actually to finally call into the show. He stayed up in the middle of the night to listen to me. It was quite
nice.
A conversation. Awesome.
Cool.
Very nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Jimmy Clanton, Gary, Jimmy Clanton is 78 years old? I knew he was a lot older than me because I was just getting out of grammar school when I heard his records.
Yeah.
You know, like Just a Dream and you know, and just going into my freshman year in high school. But I didn't think he was 78. I mean, time flies. Is that unbelievable?
Hey, Trey, Gene Vincent's not still around, is he?
No,
Gene Vincent died.
When did he pass away, Kevin? Kevin got old.
Oh, I think 70s. I'm not 100%.
Really?
Yeah, it is
wow.
A long time ago, yeah.
Well, I know he got banged up real bad in a cab accident in England.
My baby,
Bebopalooza, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what other record? I recorded it. I re-recorded it. You got to hear this. I made a good record on it. I really want a lot of loving. I really want a lot of hugging. Remember that, Kevin?
Yeah.
Well, everyone kind of labels, including listeners, that Gene Vincent kind of had two hits. He actually had a lot of other great rockabilly tunes. Bebopalooza was the first in 56,
right.
And
yeah.
Lot of Lovin' was the follow-up in 57. But
yeah, that was a big hit, though, wasn't it, Bebopalooza? Wasn't that
a
big hit?
Yeah.
That was
but
a
what
debut
was the other
one.
Give us another one, Gary, that he had. Gary's like an encyclopedia. What other one did Gene Vincent have?
You know, I can't. What was the name of his group? Was it the Gene Vincent and the Something Cats or something
the
like
Blue
that?
The Blue Cats, I think.
Blue
it was
Cats,
the
yeah.
Blue,
yeah,
the
yeah
Blue
they
Cats.
Were Dwayne. They were named after that Eisenhower president at the time.
You know, Kevin, you probably know this, but a lot of these. A lot of these songs and a lot of these artists are extremely popular with ISIS right now. I don't know if you want to, you know, consider that in your next show dedicated to the ISIS and ISIL, but it's extremely popular now.
Actually, I've done that show on WATD's Overnight for 8 years of my life.
Yeah.
And I think I've kind of taken on more than what I can handle with three nights. So actually I actually went down today and I went down on Monday and I went with them and I agreed to take the Saturday morning. When Saturday morning becomes Saturday, exactly 12 midnight, I'm going to go to 7 a.m. I'm going to focus on that. Then I'm going to suspend Tuesday and Wednesday morning just because the traffic is so bad in the morning.
Wow.
Good, good for you. That'll be good.
And,
yeah, then you
but let me
Saturday.
Tell you
That's
something.
Great.
Let
yeah.
me tell you something. Seriously, there are so many people that listen to that show. When I announced that yesterday morning, the phone line rang for 1 hour. It didn't stop ringing until 3:30. That's a true story.
Kevin
wow.
Moore at the Hop, WATD
wow.
Radio.
Yeah.
You're on tonight, right, Kevin, from 2 to 5, right?
I am on tonight, but this is my final week doing Tuesday and Wednesday
right.
because I want to focus on the syndicated show, which is taking a hit, and I don't get money, guys. This was a shock last night, too. I don't get the reimbursed. It's all on me, so
huh.
I think by my absence, I
You're
think by
like
my
the rest
absence,
of it.
I'm going to maybe I'm gonna
yeah,
go someplace
to
else,
that.
You know? It's
and
like,
this is real terrestrial radio, guys. This is real radio. I mean, they got a good signal. They go all over the place, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, let's
oh,
get
yeah.
off of this now. Kevin, that's great, but let's...
Hey,
I mean,
before
and
we go,
I'm
hey, Kevin. Kevin, the next
yeah.
time you go on the air, play a song by Stanford Clark, like The Fool.
Yeah, I got that. That's a good tune.
And
that's
dedicate
like...
that to all Gary Gatehouse's listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, you never listen to Gary. Gary got a great show. You got to listen to Gary sometime.
Yeah, I
Billy
will.
Billy Van Horn,
I will.
Too. You got to listen to the guys. They do some great shows on Freedom in America Radio. You
and I play old music.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he
That's
does.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah, I play old music on my show.
Well, you know, my running joke is that Barack says that Islam is you know, woven into America's fabric. You know, it's really woven into America's fabric. I said, well, of course, they discovered Fats Domino, you know? I mean, we know, everybody knows that.
What was so shocking about this debate tonight?
What?
Donald Trump, I think he's taken a new strategy. Did you know how subdued and
he was very subdued.
I mean, it's very different. He's not beating
up.
I don't know.
You know, I think I told you guys, these guys, I'm telling you, I guarantee you he's getting spoken to by some high-level people that are quieting him down. That's
well,
what
he has his campaign managers, and they're saying, look, you know, it was funny in the beginning, but now you
right.
got to get serious, and you got to be business, and that's what's happening.
I was
proud of him tonight.
I agree.
No, but
I still don't think he's saying anything with too much substance, though. That's the only problem. I just don't think he's saying a whole heck of a lot with substance, though. But
he always goes back to, well, China. You know how much China's taken from us?
Yeah,
and
I know.
Mexico.
It's like, come on. We've heard that before.
But
I'm
you
aware,
know what
would
be
aware.
Even
You're a loser.
Guys,
I'm
you know
aware.
What would be even more unique is if the Carly woman succeeded and went up against Hillary Clinton. All them liberal Democrats would be ticked off. They can't cry. You know, they can't use the gender card. It would be even. You know, that's what I...
Yeah,
that'd be
kind
of
but
cool to see,
listen,
too.
That's a fantasy. She doesn't have a shot.
Yeah,
Ben Carson doesn't have a shot. Believe me.
They like
him. He's a nice guy. But if he gets elected, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring my poodle into Washington and at the inauguration, I guarantee you. It's impossible. They will not elect Ben Carson. And the liberals are so much against Ben Carson because he's a black guy and he's supposed to be Democrat. He's not supposed to be a conservative. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
What's
Colonel,
up with the little yes,
sir.
That he's
yes,
got
sir.
Going on there?
I didn't get you, Billy. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What you say?
I said, what's going on with that little goatee thing, that little white line of hair that he's got in his face. That's not very presidential looking.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Colonel, what do you think? Who stuck out to you in the debate tonight? Who
stuck out? I got to tell you, Rubio. Rubio really stuck out.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I know. Kasich, I don't know what he was on. Too much caffeine.
Oh, my God.
He's way too nervous. If you looked at his body language, he was high on something. He probably
Red
should
Bull.
Have taken a shot of Red Bull. He should have taken a shot of Xanax or something.
Yeah,
but he needs to dismiss himself. Same thing with Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is not gaining any traction at all. But
he's gone now.
Rubio. You know, Cruz not so much as last time. Not so much as last time. But I'd like to see him and possibly Rubio. I don't know about Trump. Like I said, I just don't think there's any substance to the guy. And he's kind of doing it more for publicity. So I don't know, you know, not sure.
Yeah, but to me, listen, my feeling about it is, and I don't know everything. I'm just talking from my personal opinion. I just think Rubio, can you see Rubio negotiating or talking to the Ayatollah Khomeini? I mean, he looks like he just got out of high school and he's going for his driver's license to the motor vehicle.
Yeah,
you know,
imagine,
that's what he looks
imagine
like
Trump, you know, talking about these guys. Listen, you're ugly, okay? You don't kick that turban off. It's enough already. He'd be insulting these guys all night. What is it with the 72 virgins thing? Come on, you guys are killing me here. I've never got 72 virgins in any of the deals that I cut. What do you mean you get 72 virgins? You're Marty yourself.
I get news for the Muslims. Those guys looking for those 72 virgins when they buy the farm. There's a rumor going around that all 72 of them are suffering from STDs. So I don't know what they're going to do.
No.
They're all males.
You guys,
there you go.
All,
Listen, you guys, I figured out why they say it's 72 virgins. I figured out, you know. I mean, nowadays, I'm not trying to put down women or anything, but any girl who's 13, 14, 15, they're no longer virgins anymore, usually, you know, in many cases. You know,
you haven't
so
met my two daughters
about,
yet.
they're talking about their virgins are 8, 9, 10-year-old chicks. That's what they're talking about. Because that's Muhammad's area.
True.
I mean,
exactly.
You know,
that's true.
Really, that's
exactly
what they're talking
true.
About when they say that.
But I still say you guys got it all wrong. I saw a cartoon that explained it perfectly.
Yeah, well, go ahead, tell me.
This Muslim went down to hell, and he's standing there talking to Satan, and he says, okay, where's my 72 virgins? And Satan says to him, no, you got it wrong. That's 72 Virginians. And there was Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, you know. not that those guys would go to hell.
Yeah.
Not that George Washington or Jefferson would go to hell, but they just had to be there to torment the...
That's right, the Muslims.
Yeah,
oh,
the
boy.
Virginians.
Yeah, they were down there at TDY.
TDY. That's right. For sure,
you know, I've
TDY.
Heard a funny... A funny story. I mean, I don't want to get off the debate. We'll go back to that in a second. But anyway, this blonde chick is driving in a car, and she passes a light, you know, and there's a cop car right there watching. So it pulls out, and it puts the lights on and pulls the blonde over, and the police chick gets out of the car, and she's a blonde too, you know? And she goes over to the car, and she goes, let me see your license and registration. To the other blonde. Now there are two blondes there, and they look at each other. And the one looks up. And she goes, "Okay, let me find that." And I'm sorry, officer, that I passed that light. I know, you know. And she says, "Let me just see your license." So the blonde police officer, she says, "Well, where is it?" So the other blonde in the car, she's having a crazy time. She can't find a license. She says, "What does it look like to the police blonde chick?" The police blonde chick says, well, it's square, and it has your picture on it, you know? She's looking and looking. Finally, she finds a mirror. She looks at it. She sees it. She sees a face. She goes, okay. She gives it to the police blonde, right? The police blonde looks. The police blonde, I can't even finish it. The police blonde looks at it, and she says, listen. She goes, I didn't know you were a cop. I didn't know you were a cop. She goes, I didn't know you were a cop.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't know you were a cop. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
That's
so not right. That is so not right.
Isn't
that
as stupid as you could get, right?
You're all
blonde. Why does it always have to be a cop, you know? Oh, hey. I hope you're not blonde.
What?
No, I was at one time.
Listen, we all were at one time.
Yeah.
We all were at one time. When I was a little kid, I was blonde. Good Lord.
I remember when I came back from Pakistan, my hair was white.
Really?
It was. I was white, and I came back in March, and I looked like a guy just come across the border with white hair, you know, a Mexican. I was really, really super dark, and my hair was white, and I walked into the house, and my mom looked at me, and she says, who are you? I said, you know, it's me. I'm just back. You know, and she said, my God, what happened to your hair? It was white as snow. The sun just bleached it out over there while I was there, what, 17 months, and it just turned it white.
Wow, in Pakistan?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Is that hot out there? Is that hot out there?
125 degrees, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Huh? Wow.
And
no air conditioning anyway, huh?
No, hell no.
No, they
yeah,
have
right.
sandstorms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, air conditioning, right. Oh, my own.
Now he's
anyway,
running
listen,
around up in the
let's
Hindu
get back
Kush
to the
Mountain.
Debate. Let's get
yeah.
back to the debate. All right, now listen, what did you think of, in the early debate, Gary, you watched the early debate too, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Colonel, did you see the early debate? Billy, did you see the early debate?
I watched part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing either. But I'll tell you
I
what.
I watched
I love Huckabee. I really like Huckabee.
Yeah, I like
I do. I do like him. I definitely do. I definitely like him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got just a nice way about him. He's got no shot, but he's just seems like a real nice guy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And through some contacts I have, they said that he may want me to do his show if he starts it up again. You know?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think he thinks he's going to be president, but you know, it's good publicity for him to be out there, and he says a lot of nice things. I like what he says.
I just brought a new group onto my show, Freedom Works. I run a 60-second spot for them on my shows now. They contacted me, and so I got Freedom Works. They're on board with my show, but I was telling Billy Van Horn that somebody, and I hope Billy does, contact Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz. He's a man of the cloth. He's a preacher. I forget what the name of the church, Zion something church he belongs to, but you ought to hear his talks based on when he was in Cuba under communism, under Fidel Castro, when he came here, and how he compares that to what's going on now in this country. I mean, he is fantastic.
No way. Wow.
He is fantastic.
Yeah, wow. Ted mentioned that several times tonight, you know, about his father and what he went through and, you know, Cuban refugee and all that stuff. And, I do want to get a hold of him and see what we can do.
You know, Antoinette is the chairperson for Cruz's campaign in our town here, Weehawken, New Jersey. And my good buddy, Steve Lonigan, is chairperson for him in the state of New Jersey. Ted Cruz, a really big push with Ted Cruz. I think he's third
Cruz
fourth.
Did a good job. I think
he did
a good job. He did. He stood up for whoever was attacking him, and I forget who it was, Bush, I think. But he made some really good, valid points. And and did you notice right at the end of the debate when they did the handshaking, Cruz and Trump were standing there shaking hands and talking to each other, patting each other on the back and all that. And
they're one and one. They like each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there's rumors that they're working together. So I don't know. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yes.
It would be.
But when Ted Cruz gets up here and argues a point on any issue that they present him, he argues it more like he's arguing in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
he's kind of cool, calm, and collect. He doesn't kind of get all flustered up like all these other guys do.
And he's done Supreme Court discussions like that before. He has.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Supreme Court many times,
He reminds me a lot of Trey Gowdy when he does that. Trey Gowdy is like right on the mark, you know.
Oh, he is. Mm-hmm. He is. Listen, everybody, it is about 2 or 3 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it's Veterans Day. And we have two great vets with us. We have Gary Gatehouse and also the Mysterious Colonel, you know. How many years have you been? And also, of course, Lisa is a veteran, too.
Right.
How many years were you and Gary?
Well, I served 7.5 years in the military, but I served as a intelligence operative based on my military experience, 31 years service.
Wow.
Yeah. And excellent. Colonel, you?
30 years. Gary's got me beat by a year. 30 years in the military.
Wow.
10
60
active
years
20
there,
in the reserves. So,
thanks for your service, guys. And Lisa, how
thank
many
you
years are you? 20, 25 years, I think?
20.
Lisa's retired. 20.
Wow,
yeah.
There's 80 years right there.
That's God
bless
you guys. Yeah, thank you very much for your service. That's really
amen
great.
Hey,
and yes,
Lisa, thanks for your service, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Thank
yes,
you, guys.
Always. Thank you both. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah.
And have a great Veterans Day, you guys.
And Lisa.
Yeah, we're not signing off yet, but I want to bring up Veterans Day. I wanted to play one of my Veterans Day songs. I got a couple of new Veterans Day songs that are, I hate to even use the word, that they're killers, but you know, the pun, because being a veteran and being a...
has lots of holidays with a few that salute our troops, but not many as important as Veterans Day, where we can show our deepest gratitude. Let's honor our veterans.
everything we do and say. Let's honor our veterans today.
Today and every day. It's their special holiday. But all year we must remember the great courage they've displayed
to protect the people of America.
These warriors are priceless. They stand for the freedoms that we share. God bless them and their families.
We've got to show them how much we care. Let's honor our veterans today. They deserve it in every way. Got to show them our respect. Everything we do and say, let's honor our veterans today,
today and every day. Oh, glory's been so lucky to have these men and women on their side, fighting for the dignity of the USA. Strength and courage we can't deny.
Let's honor our veterans today. They deserve it in every way. Got to show them our respect. Everything we do and say, let's honor our veterans today,
today and every day.
Let's honor our veterans today,
today and every
let's
day.
Let's honor our veterans today.
Hey, that's a great song, Trey.
Very
thanks,
nice.
Trip.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Very nice.
God bless you,
yes,
guys.
Indeed.
Thank
you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's me and my buddy, my co-writer, Pete Ising.
Very nice.
We wrote that together, and he's playing guitar along with me on that song, and we're singing it together, and I added all the other instruments to it. It sounds like a real record, like most of our records.
Is that a new song, Trey?
Well, we did it. We cut it about, I think about a year ago. We cut it.
Okay.
You know? But I'll
send
it over
MP3.
To you.
I sent it over to you.
I think I sent it to Gary, and I also sent it to you, Billy,
email
today.
I haven't been on Facebook in a while. So.
Well, it's on email.
It's in
an email today. I sent it to you in an email.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I'll look at it again. I'll send it to you again.
I
need to get up there and look at my emails.
I haven't checked it. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll play that throughout the day tomorrow.
And
I get a lot of emails,
Lisa, thanks for being quick on the draw and having that ready.
That was great.
That was great.
Lisa had it ready for us. I was going to send it to her. I knew she had it somewhere, but sometimes she has it in the file and can't dig it out. But she obviously is way ahead of us. She's always way ahead of us thinking correctly.
I'm going to say one more thing about Veterans Day. When I left Vietnam, I left three of my buddies over there. Pig,
wow.
Sully, and Scotty. They didn't come back, so I just wanted to say their names.
Yeah.
God bless
you. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah.
God bless
you,
families.
And yesterday, you know, was the 240th anniversary of the Marine Corps.
The Marines,
yep.
That's right. Yep, happy birthday,
that's
Marines.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, November 10th, isn't it? It was November 10th.
Yesterday.
Yeah, well, now today, about you guys and Intranet, you know, It's 10 after 12, and now we are 43 days from the big C, the big Christmas Day. 43 days from today.
That's great.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Favorite time of the year.
Me too. It's a lot of people's favorite. And listen, Trump wants to bring it back. He said he wants to bring Christmas back. He said, forget happy holidays. He didn't say it tonight, but he's got a thing. And I'm using his video. I'm going to combine it with a song of mine. It's called the Merry Christmas Song. And we have a contest, and I'm going to send it to you guys. It's a contest. It was run a couple of years ago on a couple of stations. Jimmy J is going to use it on WMEX, and I want you guys to try to use it. People have to try to guess how many times I say Merry Christmas in it. It says Merry Christmas a number of times. I'm not going to say how many times, but it's throughout the whole song. It's Merry Christmas, and it keeps on making a key change, and it's a big choir chorus thing. You're going to listen to it. You're going to like it. It's a good little record. We only make great records here, but you know, we don't make any bad records. We make all great records.
I had to agree with that.
Thanks.
I still like that one you did about the California woman.
Oh yeah, you like that one.
Yeah,
Gary liked
my wife
that one.
Will like that.
Yeah, I don't think the Colonel or Billy ever heard that one. Yeah, yeah.
That's probably a great one.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah,
Trey,
how can I live through a New York winter with a California woman on my mind?
That's a nice little song.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Do you have a video for that Veterans Day song?
You mean Veterans Song? Yes, I'll send it to you. We got a video on that. It's a good video.
It's on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, it should be on the YouTube page. Yeah, you'll find it. My buddy Stan Sawicki did that video. I don't think Tony did that video. Antoinette usually does most of our videos, but I think
I'll put that on all my Facebook pages as well. You know, Freedom
All right,
America.
I'll make sure I look up the. I'm going to put it up tomorrow for what's today. Tomorrow is
well,
today.
Yeah, put it on Freedom in America too on the group page.
I will. I'll put it up. I definitely
and
will.
I'll,
and then I'll
yeah,
send you guys the MP3 on it too. But
so who won the debate? Good question.
The first one. Let's do the first one.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I like Santorum. You know, Santorum is a real conservative. He's very
Trade. I've often wondered if Santorum won instead of Mitt Romney. I wondered if it would have changed it at all.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's got a shot to be president, but I like him a lot. I just think he's a good, solid, nice guy, and you know he's the real deal.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
He's a real conservative.
Yes.
He's super conservative. Yeah.
The only true conservatives we got that I believe are true conservatives is Ted Cruz and Santorum. That's who I think are the real bottom line conservatives. I don't think anybody else is a real conservative, you know?
Not if you look at all their backgrounds and what they stand for, you're probably right.
You know, because Huckabee like Common Core a little bit. You know, Jeb Bush is a Common Core guy and also wants amnesty. And, you know, and even Rubio wanted amnesty kind of changed now.
Yeah.
Because
he
went
Gang
back,
of Eight.
Yeah, the Gang of Eight thing. So that's why he's got a lot of us Republicans turned off, you know, because of that mostly.
Yeah.
You know, and he's trying to come back. And he's an establishment candidate now. They got to drop Bush. I think Bush is going to drop out now.
Yeah, I think he will.
He's spending some campaign cash though on commercials. We've seen George Bush, Jeb Bush's commercials pretty frequently in Massachusetts, which is kind of surprising.
He's trying. He's grabbing at straws, you know, but I think that the establishment will stand behind Rubio. I think everybody that's for Jeb Bush, they're going to move over to Rubio.
Well, Bush has got a lot of PAC money, a lot of super PAC money, so the media will prop him up as long as they can milk money from him.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you're right, Antoinette. The establishment now is leaning towards Rubio because Bush looks like a loser right now. He doesn't look like he's going to.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
He's gaining no traction.
I feel sorry for him, truthfully. I feel he's a little, just too wishy-washy. He just doesn't have the gumption. He just doesn't have the testosterone to be honest.
Well, let me ask you something. Is it just because of his last name and the track record of the other two, or is it truly his personality why he's getting rejected?
I think it's
like
mostly
this,
personality,
you know?
And of course the third
his track
Bush term.
Record.
Yeah, his track record.
Yeah, he's Common Core. Even in his answers tonight, they were leaning liberal.
Yeah,
when
they were
talking about immigration and how we can't break up families, you know, what about us who are paying for these families? They
we
can't
don't
afford
exactly,
to pay for them. We don't
exactly.
care. I mean, he would say, oh, how could we, you know, send them all back and we'll break up families? This whole liberal thing again.
Yeah,
he's
a softie.
Go into,
you know, he's a softie. We don't need a... We don't need a softie in office. We need somebody with a hard-nosed guy who's going to really just do the right thing. And
I mean,
and
Ben Carson,
American,
he's a nice guy, but I mean, he's kind of too nice, you know? Kind of too nice, you know?
Yeah.
We don't
did
need
you see him,
like that.
Could you see him talking to heads of other countries?
No,
I
couldn't. No way.
Not at all. They'd be like, who's this fool? I mean, I'm sorry. I like Ben Carson, but... Maybe Surgeon General or something.
I just didn't get why it was surging in the polls so high. I don't get it. You know, I'm kind of lost.
I think his very soft voice and the way he conducts himself, he kind of appeals to the feminine side, the females a lot.
Yes, I think you're right.
I mean, I'm not calling him effeminate. Well, no.
That appealed to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying a lot of them he does.
Well,
and,
no, I like him.
It,
you know, I really that, like I like
oh,
Carson
I do too.
A lot. I
yeah.
think he's very nice fella. I
nice
think he's
guy.
Very,
yeah.
Yeah. I think he's very smart.
That they
you
had
mean,
an,
what?
But you know what? You know what? And the colonel said it. When we have the president of the United States dealing with the likes of Ayatollah Khomeini and people like that,
yeah.
we can't have a nice guy talking to him.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
We got to have a guy that's going to kick their ass if they don't do what we say.
Exactly.
We do. We got to have somebody that's a rough, tough, take no prisoners type of individual.
Well, you know
I mean,
what?
We went through 8 years of Obama, who's a limp wristed, you know what? And
yeah.
We need somebody that's a little tough.
Right. Yeah. You know what? You know what gave Carson away this week when he said, if you see the video, you'll hear him say, he says, well, maybe they'll realize that I'm their friend. He's talking about the media. Yeah, they'll realize that he's his friend.
No.
That's what he said.
But
he
I
said,
think
Carson's
maybe they'll realize
that I'm their friend.
Trade. I think Carson's got a true tactic right now. They're kind of... The media's kind of going after him on his background, and he was kind of shouting. I liked what he was saying to them, though. Why didn't you do this with Obama? Why didn't you do
That's
kind of credible, you know?
Yeah, but,
yeah.
but
yeah.
we heard on the radio this week that Ben Carson is surging because he gets on Facebook every night and answers questions. People like that. When somebody, you know, they say he goes on late at night and sometimes even later at night or early in the morning to answer questions for people.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He gives people detailed answers, too, when he answers a question. He doesn't beat around the bush. He gives them detailed
answers.
Doesn't
talk in generalities. Yeah, he gets down in depth.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, he's on Twitter a lot. He's up there.
Oh, yeah,
the day.
I know. He's a Twitter genius, I know.
Yeah, he is. He's going to, it's funny sometimes some of the stuff he says up there.
Yeah. But, you know, listen, what I was saying before is I'm telling you the reason Donald Trump has been quieting down is not because his manager's been talking to him, because he doesn't listen to his managers, but somebody in the world powers is talking to him, a bunch of people, and they're threatening him to shut the hell up. That's what I think. That's
yeah, because I was. That's what shot me about the whole debate. He wasn't this mean ass person. You know, he's kind of cordial and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't agree with your trade. I don't think that anybody can intimidate Donald Trump. I think his handlers, his campaign managers, have told him.
You
to
might
tone
be right.
Down.
You might be right, Billy. But I'll tell
Listen,
you what. When they
Trump
start,
is, Trump is the kind of guy that if somebody threatens him, he's going to say, "Hey, guess what? Such and such just threatened my life."
Yeah,
that's
he
exactly
may do that.
What
that's
he
true.
Could do.
Yeah, he might come
that's
right
exactly
out with
what
it.
But
the only
well,
problem,
got,
Billy, you got to remember
working,
one thing.
He's working in two different realms. He's working in the media realm when he's on these debates. But when he gets out on the stump, you see the real Trump. When
yeah,
he gets out
yeah,
amongst
yeah.
the people, he lays it on out there.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. But listen, you got to, Billy, this is my point. And Colonel, are you there, Colonel?
Yeah, I'm still here. Still here.
Okay, good. Listen, yeah,
I'm standing at attention, by the way, Trey. I've been standing at attention for the whole 45 minutes
song?
Already.
Yeah, no, I said they come out of attention. That's okay.
Yeah.
Listen, what do they say when you come out of attention?
Parade rest. Go to parade rest, man.
Parade rest.
Go oh, yeah.
Stand at
okay.
ease. Gary remembers
listen,
that.
What I'm saying Gary about Trump, when I'm saying that Trump, Billy, when I say that Trump is getting, that I think he's getting threatened, subtly threatened, when they threaten Trump, they don't just threaten Trump. They're threatening his whole family, his wife, his kids,
oh, yeah.
his cousins, his mother, yeah. his brother, his father, everybody. I'm talking,
talking about
when they threaten somebody.
He still would not put up with that. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump would not put up with
well,
that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would put up with it if they, if I thought it was serious. I would put up with it.
I know one guy did, Ross Perot.
Yeah,
I lean with Billy.
Romney did the same thing.
Yeah, I think Billy's right. No, and I think that's what's happening. They are talking to him, but I think outside interests are talking to him because they don't really want him. You know, they don't want him to be president.
Oh Lord, no! The banks don't want him at all.
Yeah, that's
no,
for sure.
No.
They do not want him.
Well, he's an insider. He knows all the tricks.
Right.
But he's the only one that could beat Hillary.
Exactly.
I believe he's the only guy. You're definitely.
He's the only one out of the bunch, and I love Ted Cruz, but I think Trump is the only one that could beat Hillary. He's the only
Ted Cruz, Vice President.
He's got the name recognition.
You get a
Trump Cruz. No, he can do it. He's got the name recognition.
You get a Trump Cruz ticket for 8 years.
That'd be killer, man.
Somebody for the next 8 years, that's 60 years of solid constitutional leadership.
Mm.
Yeah,
what we need.
I believe it. Yes, that's. I'm hoping for that really because Cruz doesn't have a shot to get the nomination because the Tea Party and the Republicans. We all love him because he's conservative. We all love him, but Trump gets some of the independents and he gets some of the Democrats, the Blue Dog Democrats, I believe, and into his realm.
All three of them?
They like him too, you know?
Trump, all
what?
Three of them. All three of
you
them.
You said Blue Dog Democrats, and I said all three of them.
but I have a question, and maybe one of you guys can answer me. Is why do they all wear flag pins on the left side? What is it? What does that signify?
Over your heart.
Wear
yes,
flags
over
on
they all
side.
Wear flag pins. It's all they don't just wear any other pin, or you know, the only one that.
Well,
didn't wear
you know,
pins.
The flag. It's all patriotic, and that's
yeah,
you know, to get
yeah.
the as opposed to wearing you know any other pins, I guess.
You put it over
even
your
the
heart.
Moderator, she had a brooch, and it was on the left side.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Remember. I think when Obama first took office, he wasn't wearing a flag pin, and he got flagged or something
true.
Like that.
True.
So,
yeah.
so they do it. You know, it's a patriotic thing, and it's the flag, and it represents America and all that.
Yeah, but you know, Colonel, you
but
don't.
But it's like they have to wear it.
Yeah, I think they purposely do that. I think that's
yeah, they do.
You know why Barack? Only. You know why Barack wasn't wearing it, Colonel? Barack was wearing it because they don't allow him at the gay baths. To wear that pin because it hurts, you know.
Well, I guess at the time Al Qaeda didn't have a pin to give him, or ISIS wasn't. They didn't have their national symbol
ISIS
yet, so they couldn't give him one.
An
you know?
ISIS pin, a guillotine. They wear a guillotine, you know, pin because they give good behead. I mean, ISIS gives good behead. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
I gotta edit that out now.
There's nothing wrong with that, Billy.
Yeah,
a little bit of an inference there, but there's nothing wrong.
Still a clean
anyway.
Show. Still a clean show.
That's funny. You know, you bring that up, but I listened to some show on Blog Talk Radio, and this is what I heard. A guy goes, I said, man, it's unbelievable, man. This guy, I mean, he can't put three words together. And he's doing a talk show. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to listen to Gary Gatehouse. Gary Gatehouse rambles on, and Billy Van Horn rambles. You know, we ramble on pretty good. But this guy's going, Well, yeah, I he sounded like Obama without a teleprompter. I couldn't believe it. And he's got a 3-hour show. The guy,
oh my
three
God!
3-hour show.
Oh, that's a lot
like
of and us.
Ends. He did 98 ends and us in like the first 3 minutes. I said, I can't take any more of this. What are you kidding me? I wanted to shoot myself. I was looking for the gun. I couldn't find the gun.
There's some shows that I do that when people are interviewing somebody, there's a lot of ums and ahs and mistakes and that kind of stuff, and they just send it to me as is, and I have to do the editing. And some of them, I'll tell you, it's like, will you stop at the and does already?
I feel like leaving the bench.
Just okay. Here, I'll show what an idiot you really are. You know.
Obama does it. Obama goes
Tony, he got better lately, but he was terrible at first without the teleprompter. Now he's a little better. He spits.
Yeah, he whistles his S's.
He got that little S thing.
He whistles his S's.
Yeah.
He whistles his S's and go.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy. At least he's a real winner.
I had a cable guy. We had the cable guy over here today. So the cable guy comes in to change the modem on the thing. It was running very slow. We have like 5 computers here, you know, so we're running. And Tony just set up a cloud for our computers. So the guy came in, and he brings another guy with him who's like his apprentice, who he's showing what to do. So the guy looks around, he goes, hey, he goes, you're a musician. I said, yeah, I produce B.B. King and stuff like that. So then he goes, no kidding, yeah. He goes, and I see you're very political. He's looking around at my stuff. So he said, yeah. So he said, who do you like to me? And I said, well, listen, you know, where are you from? He goes, I'm from Red Bank, New Jersey. Now, that's kind of a conservative area, basically.
Uh-huh.
But he was originally from Jersey City, and I didn't know that until later. He goes to me.
Oh.
You know, he says to me, he goes, don't be mad at me. I said, I'm not going to be mad at you for giving me your opinion. Well, you know, he says, I like Bonnie Frank. No, not Bonnie Frank. No. He said, I like Bernie Sanders. I like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he probably likes Bernie Frank. I said, you hear my dog barking in the other room?
I said, he's got more of a shot of getting elected than Bonnie Frank. Not Bonnie Frank. Bernie Sanders. So anyway, this is a really funny part of it. The funny part of it. So I said, well, I guess you're a Democrat. He goes, yeah, well, you know. She goes, you know who my mom likes? I said, well, I figured it was going to be Hillary. She liked O'Malley. I almost went through the floor. And I wanted to find a gun to shoot myself when he said that, you know. But she likes O'Malley. I mean, O'Malley doesn't have a chance to be my street cleaner over here, you know. Seriously. Anyway, that was funny. He was a nice guy, though. I told him to friend me on Facebook, and then he says, He's trying to friend me on the iPhone. He says, I can't friend you because you got too many friends. I said, well, message me, and I'll friend you back. Then, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was funny. He was a younger kid. He's a nice kid, though, you know.
I went to another uninformed kid that doesn't know how the world works.
I went to a car show about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
This Hispanic guy came up to me, and I knew him just occasionally talking about his car and stuff, and I told him about my radio show way back when.
Right.
And he came up to me and he said, listened to your show a couple of weeks ago, and you were really getting it on with it. You were really getting after the illegals coming across the border, weren't you? And then he had a kind of a frown on his face, and he's a pretty big guy, and I said, yeah, I was. And he said, you're kind of an outspoken dude, aren't you? And I said, well, yeah. I speak my mind.
He sure
says,
is.
You know what? He says, you know what, brother? I'm with you 100%.
No. Yeah, that's great. Isn't that beautiful? You know, listen, when they hear the truth, they love the people love the truth. Most people love the truth.
Yeah.
And listen, I got to tell everybody the truth because we're out of time. It's 12:29, and it's 12:30, and we've done our hour, and we really appreciate you all being
with
us.
The truth will set
this.
You free.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
Will. It will.
After the... After the debate show, we didn't talk too much about the debate, the debates, the first one and the second one, but we did the best we could. Gary Gatehouse, you got to check out his show. He's got a great show. Check him out online. Billy Van Horn, the Mysterious Colonel, and Kevin Bowles was with us. Kevin, did you leave? Where'd you go?
No,
you
I'm
leave?
Still here.
He's
oh,
still
okay,
here.
Good. Kevin Bowles is on at 2 a.m. And my lovely girlfriend Antoinette was on with us, who was Ted Cruz's executive chairman in our town. God bless everybody. Thank you, Lisa.
God bless and happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Lisa. Bye-bye.
See you. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you.